The Sefer HaChinuch is divided up into the Parashios HaTorah, and it happens according to the Sefer HaChinuch, there are two separate Parashios that we call Parashas Mishpatim. There's what he calls Parashas Mishpatim, and we call Parashas Mishpatim. Then he has a second Parasha called Parashas Im Kesef Talva. In other words, Parashas Mishpatim, according to Sefer HaChinuch, is like divided up into two parts, and the second part of the Parasha is Im Kesef Talva Es Ami, which is a really important mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvahs that the Torah describes, which is a mitzvah, a tzivui, and the Torah, most inyanim of chesed are described with stories, like from Avraham Avinu did, right, in terms of Bikur Cholim, in terms of Kivuras Mesim. This mitzvah of halva'a b'kesef is described in the Torah as a formalized mitzvah. Lending money is a real full-fledged mitzvah. So, what I'd like to talk about is as follows. The pasuk says, "Im kesef talbe es ami es ha'ani imach lo siro kinosheh, lo sesimun alav neshech." The Torah says, if you lend money, so don't charge ribbis. If you take a collateral, you have to return it before it gets dark, etc. Every word in this pasuk conveys a lot of meaning. Rashi already begins, Im kesef talve esami. He quotes from the Rabbi Yishmael on the Mechilta that ordinarily in the Torah, the word im is a reshus. There are three times that the Torah has im, and it's a chiyuv. We have im is a chiyuv by im mizbach avonim ta'aseli, the pasuk at the end of Parashas Yisro, right after Ma'amad Sinai, says, if you build a mizbeach, what do you mean, if you build a mizbeach? You have to build a mizbeach. The Teretz is, the Torah says, you have to build a mizbeach, and it uses the word im. Im minchas bikurim tovi lachmecha, something like that. The Torah says im, and it really means in an obligation. And over here, im kesef talve esami, the Torah says im, and it means an obligation. So why does that happen? Why is it that if something is a full-fledged obligation that the Torah says im? Anyone? Any thoughts? We did the Makoros. So there are two answers on this page. One answer is the Dasakin Mibale Ataisus. What does he say?
Sometimes it's an option.
For example, if the guy is not going to pay back, right? So then it's not a full-fledged obligation to lend money. Then it's an option. That's what the Dasakin Mibale Ataisus says. Okay, that's like a technical thing. Although I want to come back to that Dasakim Bale HaTaisvis in 4 minutes. What does the Maharal of Prague say in the Gur Aryeh?
It says that you're supposed to view it as if it's a reshus even though it's...
Right. In other words, if I view things like I'm coerced, I won't do them with as much hislahavos, excitement, etc., as if I do it when I decide I want to do something. But the Torah has a mitzvah of karbon nedava. No? I can, if I want, bring a karbon shlomim. Why does the Torah not command me to do so? Obviously Hashem wants it. The answer is, yeah, Hashem wants it. Hashem wants me to want it also. No? I think there's actually an important lesson coming up with Purim. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that by Maimed Har Sinai, by Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiges, Hashem like put a mountain on top of us. But we still said Na'aseh V'Nishma, Tosfos asks. And not only did we say Na'aseh V'Nishma, the Gemara tells us in Megillah that Kimu V'Kibul HaYehudim, that we accepted the Torah B'Mei HaHashverosh. If we're already obligated, why are we accepting? If we're forced to do it, why are we accepting? Why does the Torah go through both dimensions? The Teretz is that sometimes something is obligatory, but Hashem wants us to do it as if we want to do it. And that's really what happened by Maimon Har Sinai. This same idea that Maharal of Prague is saying about Stukka. Stukka is an obligation, but Torah says, or I should say, halva'a, lending money is connected to the mitzvah tzedakah that we'll talk about, but lending money is an obligation. Nonetheless, the Torah phrases it as an option so that you want to do it, which I think is very similar to the Maimon Har Sinai experience. We had no choice. Obligation. Kafal in hakigigas. But the Torah goes out of its way. In this week's parasha, by the way, Na'aseh v'nishma is not found in Parashas Yitro. It's found in Parashat Mishpatim. No? The Torah goes out of its way to say, okay, option is the way you want to do it. Obligation is, to some extent, the undercurrent. But this is actually an important lesson in the chinuch. Sometimes, you know, kids are like, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. So the answer is, no, you have to do it. It's a mitzvah. You have to do it. Mitzvah means commandment. The goal is, over time, to want to do it. Right? That's the im kesef talvez ami idea, with distinctions between the cases, but it seems to me that this idea is very true. You have something to say, Ben? I know you always have something to say, but about this.
Rav Asher was, when we were talking last week about this topic, did he bring up the second part?
Rav Asher did not quote this Maharal of Prague. He spoke about Kafalehen Harkigigis, just in the sense of that we have to do it, and we should realize that we're avodah. And that was his focus. I am saying a little differently. Okay, let's go on in the pasuk. Im kesef talvez ami, so it's a real obligation. And then the Rashi quotes that es ami teaches me that there are priorities in tzedakah. No. Ami v'goy, ami kodem. Ani v'asher, ani kodem. But yeah, there are priorities. You have to give tzedakah to certain people because they are closer to you, etc. Not only are the priorities in terms of that I give all of my money to the ones closer. The Vilna Gaon commented on the pasuk ki pasayach tiftach es yodcholo, that when I open my hand, I have fingers that are of different lengths. No? I shouldn't give the same amount of tzedakah to everybody. We'll have to talk about this and develop this idea further. But there are priorities of tzedakah, both in terms of who I give it to, as opposed to others. Sometimes priority is almost like tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem. Sometimes kadima means to the exclusion of others. And sometimes tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem just means which one comes first and you'll give the other one later. In that situation, you'll be giving some money to both, but kadima means more money to one, less money to the other. No? Kedima means two different things in Shas. Even the word Tadir Vashan Tadir, Tadir Kaidem. The Gemara Menachos discusses if I have two karbanas to bring, and I only have one animal. So Tadir is a deciding factor. That means I'll bring one, not the other. Sometimes Tadir is a deciding factor in the sense of I'll do both, just which one do I do first? When I talk about kedima by tzedakah, I think kedima by tzedakah means both elements of kedima. Good? Let's go weiter. Es ha'ani imach. So the Rashi comments that I should view myself like I'm a potential ani. There's a galgal hachozer ba'olam. Right? People earn more money during Republican administrations, less money during Democratic administrations, although taxes play a role in terms of how much money you earn, etc., etc., etc. There's a gal achos ba'olam. People earn more money sometimes, less money sometimes. So far, so good. Now, our parasha has a mitzvah called Im Kesef Talva Es Ami. There's a similar mitzvah in Parashas Bahar. V'chi yamucha chicha umata yado imach, when your brother becomes poor, v'hechezak debo ger v'toysha v'chayimach, you should strengthen him. The mitzvah in Parshas Bahar is slightly different. In both cases, the Torah says, don't take interest. No? The Pasuk in Mishpatim says, don't take interest. The Pasuk in Bahar says, don't take interest. But there is a difference between Bahar and Mishpatim. That Bahar is talking about someone who is not yet poor. Mishpatim is talking about someone who's already poor. Es ha'ani imach, no? There are two separate mitzvahs of halva'ah in the Torah. There's one mitzvah of halva'ah to a poor person, that's mishpatim. There's also a mitzvah of halva'ah in Bahar to someone who is not poor, not yet poor, someone who is on hard times.
What's the difference between that and poor?
So I'll tell you, right now a poor person can't make ends meet at all. Someone who is struggling in business is still making ends meet, but it's really difficult. That person, al pi halacha, might be called an usher. An usher just means I have a few meals in my pocket, but I'm struggling. The Torah says that there's also a mitzvah of halva'ah to someone who is not poor. We don't think about this often, no? But the mitzvah to lend money, which is a subset of tzedakah, is a mitzvah to someone who's not yet poor. Let me tell you a case. I dealt with a very unfortunate case. There were some kids, and the parents were nifter. And the kids were mamish, poor as church mice. But there was money that the parents left for them. But it's a will, and the will has to go through probate, no? These kids are rich, technically, rich. But they don't have the money right now. Or, I could be rich and my money is not liquid. In those cases, there is still a mitzvah of halva'ah, even though the person halachically might be an usher. And this is Befeirish in Shulchan Aruch Chayish and Mishpat, Simin Tzadi Zayin, Se'if Aleph. Simin Tzadi Zayin, Mitzvah Esei Lahalvos Aniyah Yisrael, it's a big mitzvah, a greater mitzvah than tzedakah. Ukrovo Ani Kodem Laniyah Acherim, my relative takes precedence over others. Aniyah Irai, Kodem Laniyah Ir Acheres. Va'afilu Asher Shetzerech Lahalvos, Mitzvah Lahalvoso, Lefi Sha'ach. You have an usher, a wealthy guy, and he needs money now, right? You know he's going to be able to pay you back. It's just the guy needs, right, some money. He has, what's it called, cash flow issues, no? The guy has cash flow issues. Mitzvah halvoso. And I would argue that that mitzvah halvoso for the usher is not coming from the pasuk of in kesef talva es ami. It's not coming from the pasuk in mishpatim. It's coming from the pasuk in Bahar. And yeah, Ben.
If you're saying it's true, then that's not at all a matter of you're struggling or not. For any reason, if I ask anybody for money, even if I'm Bill Gates.
If you have any money and what?
If I'm as rich as Bill Gates, I'm not struggling at all.
If Bill Gates needs money, is there a mitzvah to lend money to Bill Gates? That's very hard to imagine. Again, but someone has a ton of money, but the guy has cash flow problems. If I have money and I can use my money, I just want more, there's no mitzvah of halva.
Why?
Because...
Where does
it say that you right, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you have an usher shetzarech lahalvos, you have an usher who needs to borrow money. Needs to borrow money doesn't mean I want to borrow.
Where does sarech come
from? Sarech means that I need money, like I gave you the examples of cash flow issues, or my money is in a different country, right? Whatever it is, I have money, but I can't access it now, so then there's a mitzvah. I think it's inconceivable that if I have millions of dollars that are accessible and I just want more money to invest and make a better deal, I don't think there's a mitzvah lahalvos in that case. You might want to be ma'aveh for your own business cheshbon, but you're not mekayim any mitzvah with that.
It seems like if you're saying the second, the bahar is its own independent. If you're saying that it's the
psukim of bahar is talking about someone who is struggling. Ki yamuchachicha, he is struggling. He's getting poor, right? Vehechazaktavo, you have to help him not to struggle. The guy still has money, but he's beginning to struggle. In that case, there is a mitzvah of halva'ah. And I would argue that the mitzvah to lend money to an usher who is struggling is a greater mitzvah on some level than the mitzvah to lend money to a poor person. There is more of a mitzvah to lend money to the struggling guy than to the guy who is not struggling. Even if the struggling guy is an usher, potentially there is more mitzvah. And let me give you a few examples. All of these examples, by the way, come from this little book, which is like a gold mine. The Chafetz Chaim, Schuso Yogin Aleinu, wrote a sefer called Ahavas Chesed. And Ahavas Chesed, basically, the Chafetz Chaim feels that people have to do Chesed, no? We don't talk about Chesed enough. It's a really important thing. Olam Chesed Yibane. You build a world by doing Chesed. Chumash Bereishis is about Chesed. But in our halacha l'maisa lives, we talk about Hilchos Shabbos more than we talk about Chesed. Again, I'm not saying Shabbos is not important, but Chesed is also really important. So what are some of the examples? What are some of the examples of halachic differences between the mitzvah v'hechazaktabai and the mitzvah v'mkesef talveh? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, all of the priorities that we have in Hilchos stuck up, right? People from my town versus people from another town, etc. My town is Kodem. My relatives are Kodem. By the way, my relatives are not Kodem, are only Kodem if I'm lending my money. Let's say I'm in charge of a gamach. Let's say I have a fund. So I'm not supposed to give my relatives ahead of your relatives, no? That is what we call unethical. The Chofetz Chaim writes this befeirish, by the way, no? If I'm a rabbi and I have a trust fund that people give me, my responsibility is to give the money to tzedakah, not to my relatives first. The dinam of kedima, that your relatives come first, is when you're lending your own money.
Does that mean they have to come last?
What?
Does that mean they have to come last?
That I have to give them less? No, but I don't give them ahead of others. The dinam of kedima don't apply. Now, the dinam of kedima, it's clear in Shulchan Aruch, apply when you have two people on the same level. They both need money. So if I have a poor guy, and the poor guy is mamish living hand to mouth all the time, and he goes around and he's collecting money all the time. But I have a guy who right now is barely making ends meet, but I see the trajectory. I see he's going down. The mitzvah hechazakdabai puts him ahead of the poor guy. In other words, there's more of a mitzvah to lend money to somebody to keep him on his feet than there is to lend money to someone who is already off his feet. What's the reason for this? And I'll say it like this. I'll give you a few other examples. The mitzvah to lend money to someone who is not yet off his feet doesn't only apply to lending money, it applies to giving gifts also. When there's a poor person, I'm supposed to give him tzedakah. Giving a gift is probably not as good as tzedakah because it's more embarrassing. But when you have somebody who's not yet poor, it's not embarrassing if he gets a gift. Hiring someone for a job. There are many ways to fulfill the hechazakta. You go into partnership with him, etc. Right? The Rambam writes that there are these priorities. The Rambam is quoted in Yerideya, Rish Mem Tesa If Vav. There are priorities within Tzedakah, But the hechazak debo is like a trump card, lahavdil, and it beats everything else. That's one issue. That we have. Okay. Am I mechuyev to borrow money, to lend money to someone else? What would you say? I myself don't have money. There's a mitzvah to lend money to someone else. Am I mechuyev? I have better credit than he has. Am I obligated to go to the bank and take out a loan with my better credit to lend money to someone else? What?
Up to a certain amount.
So you're supposed to spend up to chomesh to fulfill a mitzvah, but that is talking about when I have the money accessible. I have the money. If I have to borrow money, that doesn't mean I have the money. But am I mechuyev to borrow money to lend? So the Chofetz Chaim writes, absolutely not. The mitzvah of halva, the mitzvah to lend, is when I have money. If I don't have money, I have no mitzvah to lend. I'm a yeshiva guy, I have no money to lend, I have no mitzvah.
Do I have a mitzvah to borrow money to buy kiddush for Pesach? Do I have wine for Pesach?
So, do I have... Again, I'm supposed to have... The community has a mitzvah to support me to get wine for Pesach. Am I supposed to borrow money? So again, afilu ani... should be mechazer al hapsachim for certain particular mitzvahs of persume nisa, the Rav understood. Now I have to borrow money for certain particular mitzvahs. But besides that, besides those mitzvahs of persume nisa, I don't borrow money to do a mitzvah. I don't borrow money. If I can't afford a lulav, so I don't borrow money. Don't get a lulav. Don't get a lulav. And I don't borrow money to do the mitzvah tzedakah. However, Zok the Chafetz Chaim in the Ahavas Chesed, this is in the Psicha, in the Nesiv HaChesed Os Hei, he says that you're mechuyev to borrow money, to lend the money to someone who is not yet poor. The mitzvah v'hechazak dabai, he said, is such a mitzvah that you are obligated to borrow money to make sure someone does not lose all of his money. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's what he paskins. He paskins it over here in Perek, in the Psicha, Os Tes, and in the Siv HaChesed, and in Perek Vav, Ois Gimel, he also paskins that I'm mechuyev to borrow money to fulfill the mitzvah of vehechezakta. That's one chiluk. Next chiluk. The Mishnah writes in Shviyas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph of Shviyas. I give it to you in the source sheets. There's a halachic difference, the bottom source on page one. There's a halachic difference between loans and stuff that are not loans. Those differences relate to whether Shemitah cancels, and it relates to this mitzvah of halva'ah, of lending money, right? That mitzvah applies to loans. Hakafas hachanos is not a loan. Hakafas hachanos means store credit, no? You can go and buy stuff. We used to have like a little makolat here in the Heights. I know your take on the makolat in the Heights. That used to exist. We discussed that. He had one might call it in the Heights, and he would extend to some people store credit, no? Are you supposed to extend store credit to somebody who doesn't have money? Are you mekayim the mitzvah of im kesef talva as ami, as ha'ani imach, by giving a guy store credit? Says the Chafetz Chaim, no. Because hakafas hachanos is not a halva'a. The mitzvah is to lend money to a poor person. Store credit is not a loan. No mitzvah on store credit. However, the mitzvah of vehechezakta bai, the mitzvah to support someone who is not yet poor, But someone who is beginning to struggle and to come onto hard times, that mitzvah applies in a broader way than the mitzvah in Kesef Talveh. And therefore, I'm mechuyev to extend store credit to fulfill the mitzvah hechazaktavoy. So it's another chiddush, right? We had one about I'm mechuyev to borrow money for vehechazaktavoy. The second chiddush of vehechazaktavoy is I am mechuyev to extend store credit. This is found in the Chafetz Chaim, like everything else is found, Mamish beautiful, the end of chapter 2. End of chapter 2 in the Ahavas Chesed, he says this idea of store credit. Next Ingin. The Rambam has a famous comment on the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos, top of page 2, says, first is like a big hashgafic point. On the one hand, Hakol Tzafoy, God knows everything. On the other hand, Harishut Netunah, that man has free will. Okay, hashgafic point. We'll leave that for a hashgafish here. Then the Mishnah writes, Hakol Lefi Rov HaMa'aseh. Everything is judged by Rov HaMa'aseh. How do I translate Rov HaMa'aseh? So Rov, the Rambam tells me in his commentary, means doing the action many times. It doesn't say Lafi Goldel HaMa'aseh. Hashem judges us based on doing the action many times, not the action, not the magnitude of the action. For example, if I have $1,000 to lend, is it better to lend $1,000 to one guy, or is it better to do what we call microloans? No? It's like a whole thing. Of microloans, that you lend small amounts of money. Zuck the Rambam in Perish HaMishnah, that it says, Hakol lefi roiv hama'aseh, that if I do the action many, many times, I give $1,000, it's lahavda, like, these are talking about a Polish lottery, no? They'll give you $1 a year for 1,000,000 years, right? So this is roiv hama'aseh. You should give $1 to 1,000,000 people, better than giving $1,000,000 to one person. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, why would that be true? What's the hashkafa behind this idea?
Then you, it takes more. Well, you didn't say like if you do the mitzvah over more time, then it's better for your soul than if you just do it once.
It's better for my soul. In other words, tzedakah halva'a chesed is not only the impact on others, but there's the impact on me. The Torah wants me to become a better person. People become better people when they do something habitually. When you do it again and again and again, then you become a better person. So Hakol Lefi Reif HaMa'aseh, it's better to lend $1,000 to 1,000 people, because then I get myself in the habit of lending money and I become a better person. No? I think that's what you were saying. Beautiful idea. Absolutely. Yeah.
Does everyone agree with this Rambam?
What?
Do people...
All the poskim who talk about Inyan Yitzhaka quote this Rambam. Again, like these type of Inyanim, there are very few Rishonim. I don't think any Rishon disagrees with the Rambam on the Pshat in that Mishnah in Avos. The Rambam says it more befeirish than others. But the Rambam seems to be accepted, yeah? Says the Chafetz Chaim, in Ahavas Chesed, the end of Perek Aleph, this is only true when I'm dealing with regular mitzvah halva'a to poor people. When I'm talking about the mitzvah halva'a to poor people, so then giving $1,000 at 1,000 different times to 1,000 people is better. But when I'm talking about the mitzvah hechazaktabo, the mitzvah of keeping someone on his feet so that the person doesn't succumb, the person doesn't become an ani, that mitzvah hechazak dabo means give him a slum hugon so that you're mekayim a hechazak dabo. There are certain times when my focus is on myself, but then there are other times when my focus is on someone else. Now, obviously, for example, right? It's a davar pashat. If someone comes to me and he needs $1,000 and it's going to be pekuach nefesh, he doesn't get that $1,000. So I don't say, well, I'll give you $1, give $999 to someone else. Pekuach nefesh beats. The chiddush of the hechazaktable, the way the Chafetz Chaim in the Avas Chesed portrays it, is the hechazaktable means that you are supposed to lend a schum chagun. Don't go through this idea of rov hamasa. Give a significant loan to keep somebody on his feet. The pashtus is that's another chalak. So again, I think we have four or five chilukim between the mitzvah of hechazaktabo and the regular mitzvah of imkesef talve. One chalak is that the Chofetz Chaim writes in a few places in Perek Hei Ois Vav, etc., that the dinim of kedima don't apply to the mitzvah of hechazaktabo. Two, right? Now that also would mean as follows. That also means, you know, let's say I earn money as a banker. So I earn money by getting interest. So the din is, I don't have to lend money to a Jew without interest, because chayecha koymen, my own parnasa, which is charging interest to goyim, or right, even to Jews with a heter iska, right? Chayecha koymen, that's my business. I don't have to give up on my business to do the mitzvah halva'ah. But if it's not the mitzvah halva'ah of Parshas Mishpatim, if it's the mitzvah halva'ah of Parshas Bahar, the mitzvah hechazaktabo, then I am mechuyev to give a loan without interest to fulfill the hechazaktabo with this guy, to keep him on his feet. We spoke about how I have to borrow money to fulfill the hechazaktabo. We spoke about how all the priorities of tzedakah, all the priorities of halva'ah, in terms of my relatives coming first, people of my town coming first, that's all true when everyone is equal, when everyone is an equal ani. But when you have a mitzvah hechazaktabo, that beats it. We spoke about how hakol lefi rov hama'aseh does not apply when there is the inyan of the hechazaktabo. I think we have like these four or five distinctions. Kachner lefi and the estaiti, in terms of the mitzvah of the hechazaktabo versus the mitzvah tzedakah. Obviously, it's very important to lend money to people when they need it. Guys in yeshiva can also fulfill this, no? I have extra money on my cash card. I could fulfill the hechazaktabo, right? There's someone who's mamish struggling and is nearing the end of his cash card, and I have extra.
They officially banned this practice.
Oh, yeah. I did not know this was again. This was illegal. Okay, you can't break the law, so I will strike those comments from the.
What?
Yes, I mean, obviously the university is makbid if they make a new policy. I don't know why they'd be makbid. It doesn't really make sense because they get their money anyway. I don't get it, but okay. You also get the impression, and this is the last point I want to make, this Dasakinim Mibalei HaTosfos. Again, this is not found in the Chafetz Chaim, this is my own. Dasakinim says that I have no mitzvah to lend money if there's a good chance I'm not going to be paid back. I think you can make a case that mitzvah, that's only true about the mitzvah in Kesef Talva, but maybe the mitzvah of HaChazaktabai would apply even when there's a good... Again, if you know for sure you're not going to get the money back, that's like throwing the money down the toilet, like there's zero chiyuv. But if there's a small chance that you'll get the money back, a decent chance, not a strong chance, I would say that you have to evaluate that the mitzvah of hechazaktabo is more of a reason to lend the money in that case than the mitzvah of imkesef talve. Again, the details... Ramosha Feinstein writes in one of his truvas that it's sad that people don't ask him shaylos about how to allocate their funds, no? People ask shaylos about kashrus and Shabbos and whatever. Like, we're going to be earning money, chevra. We hope we're going to be earning money. That's why we're in yeshiva college, right? You have to know the dinim of how to allocate your funds. Okay, we should have a wonderful, blessed, merry Sabbath.